Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarich, what a fantastic joy. We are beginning Meseches Tainis, the 689th Daf. Daf Beis Amar Aleph and Meseches Tainis. Our Mishnah is going to discuss when we begin saying Mashiv Aruach Umorid Hagashem. It will be a machlokis amongst the Tanoim. Why that when we begin it, then the Mishnah will discuss the halachos of the Bakoshos of Gishamim, what we refer to as Vesein Tal Umotar Livracha. The Gemara will analyze different parts of the language of the Mishnah. The Gemara will discuss the fact that on Sukkot we're judged on the water that we're going to get for the entire year. The Gemara will give us a very important source for tefillah. And the Gemara will introduce us to the concept of Avoda Shebelev Zuhi Tefillah. Very, very important daf. That's Beis Amar Aleph in Meseches Tainis. Then on Beis Amar Beis, we're going to discuss the position of Rebbe Eliezer that we begin to say Mashav Ruach Marad Hagashem from the first day of Sukkot. Discuss Rebbe Eliezer's source and discuss the possibility that he learns out from the halachos of Lulav, as well as the possibility of him learning from Nisuch Hamayim. The Gemara will discuss on the bottom of Beis Amar Beis the source for Nisuch Hamayim, the special avoda for Sukkot of pouring the libations of water on the Mizbeach. Let's Beis Hashem begin our special Masechta. Tainis is not a difficult Masechta. It has many important ideas. Also, it opens us up to a window of halachos that we are generally not exposed to. Tainis was a function of life that was much more central to our lives today for two different reasons. Number one is, once upon a time, we were a nation made up of holier people. There are holy people still today. But tainis was something that was common in Avodas Hashem. And number two is, we don't appreciate, and we should never appreciate, the meaning of a drought and the lack of water. So Be'ezer Hashem, we should become familiar in theory with these halachos and this mesechta, but not in terms of practice. And one day all the taniyos will turn to holidays. Says the Mishnah, Me'emasayim ha'skirin gvuras gishamim. When do we mention Mashav Ruach Amar Hagashem? Rabbi Eliezer, I remember Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag on the first day of Sukkot, what we refer to as benching Geshem. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Miyom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says that the benching of Geshem takes place on Shmini Atzeres. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Hol Veinag Shamim Elosim in Klola Bichag Lamahu Maskir. If the rain is a curse for the holiday, because we know that we're supposed to sit in Sukkah, and if the rain comes down, so then in such a case, you no longer have the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. And the Gemara describes that it's a klala on Chav Ches Amar Beis in Sukkah. Rashi quotes this, that if it rains, it's as if we come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a servant, and he pours water in our faces. Hold Einak Shem El Sim B'Klala B'Chag. Lama Hu Maskir. Why should it be mentioned? Amar Le Rebbe Eliezer. Af Ani Lo Amarti Lishol Elo Lahaskir Mashav Ruach Amar Degoshem. So Rabbi Eliezer defends himself. No, I'm not saying you should ask for the klala, but rather you already begin to mention the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he causes the rain to come in its time. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua says, if you're not mentioning it because you want it, im kein la'olam yehi maskir, then you should mention it even in the summertime. Because it's just a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, so then in such a case, there should be no difference between summer and winter, just like there's no difference between the first day of Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres. Period. So this is the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. The Mishnah continues, Ein shaylin es hagshamim ela samach ligishamim. We only ask for rain at a time that is close to when it begins to rain here in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Yehuda oimer ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yom tov achron shel chag, ha'acharon maskir, ha'rishon ein maskir. The second one who's davening, in other words, the Musaf, we've had this expression in Rosh Hashanah, that we spoke about the Rishon being Shachris, and the Sheni or the Acharon is referring to Musaf. So the Acharon is the one who mentions Mashav Ruach Amar Hagashem on Shmini Atzeres, and not in the first Shmoneh Esrei, period. B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, HaRishon, Mazkir, on the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, we mention, here we're talking about now, Morid HaTol, HaAcharon Eino, excuse me, mentions Mashav Ruach HaMorid HaGoshem, mentions Mashav Ruach HaMorid HaGoshem, HaAcharon, but the last one, Eino Maskir, he does not mention anything. Here is a little bit of a raya. The Stimas HaMishnah seems to be that you don't say anything in the summer, like the minig of Ashkenazim in America, even though Svardim, Nusach Svard, including Svardim as well, in Chutz La'aretz, as well as even many Ashkenazim here in Eretz Yisrael, do say Morid Atal after Pesach. From our Mishnah, simple reading of our Mishnah is that you just don't say Mashiv Ruach, and nothing else is said as well. The Gemara analyzes, Tana Heichakoi, what was the Tana referring to when he began our Masechta in a funny way? The Gemara asks, both here, as well as the first line of the Gemara in Shas, in Maseches Brachos, both Tainus and Brachos begin with the word Me'emasai. And consistently, Chazal asks that Me'emasai is not a normal way of starting a Maseches. Me'emasai, from when, seems to indicate that there was a subject that you're going to ask from when. But here, it's in the big box. It's in the first word of our Masechta. Tana Heichakoi, what was the Tana talking about? Diktani Me'emasai. That he already began from when. You need an introductory clause. You need an introductory idea. And then you ask, from when does this start? Tana Hasamkoi. Answers the Gemara, the Tana is coming from the end of the fifth parak in Maseches Brachos. Towards the end, the Mishnah says, "Maskirin Gvuras Gishamim B'tchias HaMeisim Shalom B'Berachas HaShalom," that you mention Mashiv Ruach HaMorid HaGoshem. V'Avdala B'Chon Hadas, we mention Avdala in Chon Hadas, right? That we say at Chon Antanu Uktani, and on this, our Mishnah says, "Me'im Asayim Maskirin Gvuras Gishamim." You remember, we learned about that. It doesn't even say you remember. Of course you remembered. But Me'im Asayim Maskirin Gvuras Gishamim. Ask the Gemara, okay, of course we remember. That the Gemara doesn't challenge. But the Gemara says, V'lisni, Hasam, why don't we learn over there? In those days, we have to keep in mind that there used to be chazering Mishnayos all the time. We don't do enough of that. The truth is, the world should celebrate as much, if not more, the notion of Mishnayos Yomi, finishing all of Mishnayos. If you do, if I'm not mistaken, two Mishnayos a day, we could be making Siman Shas Mishnayos two times every seven years. And that's just two Mishnayos a day, which are much fewer words than a daf a day. In those days, they were constantly reviewing Mishnayos. You should know that I see my dear Rebbe and friend, Rav Chizkio Nevensal, reviewing. He's an avid dafyomi magid shir, but he also does as many as 18 prakim of Mishnayos a day. That's already a darga. Bottom line is, getting the Yediyos and Mishnayos is also big as well. So the Gemara says, fine, of course we remember that Mishnah, but V'lisni Hasam, why don't we explain immediately over there how Maseches Tainus begins with the Machlokis, Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Yeshua. Maishna Deshavke, why is it that we leave it ad hacha and only come to it here? Says Gemara, Elotana me Rosh Hashanah Salik. The Tana starts from Rosh Hashanah, Disnan, as we learned in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, v'chag nidon al mayim, that we mentioned on Sukkot, we're judged on the water. V'aydid detana u'b'chag nidon al mayim, tana me'emasai maskirin gvuras gishamim. Once we learned that in Rosh Hashanah, so then we learn it over here, after the discussion of Rosh Hashanah, we now go to the halachos of Sukkot. Tosus explains that both the subject of Rosh Hashanah and the subject of Sukkot appear in Seder Moed. So anywhere within Seder Moed is the appropriate place to discuss, to take off from one Mishnah to the next. In other words, according to Tosus, it's not that we learned this Mishnah a short while ago in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which in our Daf Yomi we did, which we'll get to in a moment. But according to Tosfos, as long as it's within Meseder Moed, then Me'emasai is an appropriate pickup of a Mishnah that you learned before, because you're within the same Seder. The Karen Ora points out that from our Tosfos is Mashma that Maseches Tainus does not appear after Rosh Hashanah. Actually, of course, it always was interesting to me that in the Daf Yomi, of course it does, that Maseches Tainis is immediately after Rosh Hashanah. So the Karen Ora points out that according to Tosas' Pshat, the first line, in Dibur HaMaschil Elatana Miroshana Kasalik, so there Tosas assumes that one is not next to each other. If that's so, then where did our custom from the Daf Yomi come from? I was always bothered that if you look in the Seder of the Masechtas, how did I learn the Seder of Masechtas? What you see in the Vilna Gemara. So how does it work? You have Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah, Beitza, Tainis Megillah. So why is it that we left Rosh Hashanah, we went to Yom HaSukkah, then Beitza, then we went to Rosh Hashanah? So the answer could be found in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis explains the order of all the Masechtas, and particularly he explains that we go from Shabbos to the Yomim Tovim that directly connect to Shabbos. And Seder Moed evolves, according to Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the following way. You have Masechah Shabbos, and then, of course, Erevin that's directly connected to that. Then Psachim, because that's the first mitzvah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Parsha Shkolim, because that, of course, is written, the Parsha of Shekel, is written close to the Parsha of Pesach. It's written in Parshas Kisisa, not far from the time that the Bnei Yisrael were given the first mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. And then the Rambam writes, after Shkolim, since Shkolim is associated with Kapara, we then go to Yuma, and then we finish off with the Shalosh Regalim. So then you go to Yuma and Sukkah. Once we begin talking about Yom Tov, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis argues, then we go to Hilchos Yom Tov, and that is Beitza. And then the only Yom Tov that's left is Rosh Hashanah. And after that, says the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, we go to Maseches Tainis, because that's another time that Klal Yisrael would get together, and it was Nikbal Yedei Nevi'im, Divrei Hatzomos V'Zakosam. So therefore, it's mentioned after Rosh Hashanah. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the order that Reb Meir Shapiro had introduced to us for the Seder HaMasechta. So that emerges, interestingly, from today's daf. Back into the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, V'lisnei, let us learn, Me'emasai maskirin al ha-gishamim. When do we mention about the Gishamim? My Gvuras Gishamim. What's the expression Gvuras Gishamim? Obviously, what we're talking about is mentioning the rain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings away. And what's the word strength? Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'nei she'yard migvura. Because the rain comes down with strength. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Iyov says, Oseh gedolos adei cheker v'niflos adei mispar. Kadosh Baruch Hu does many miracles. Uksiv hanoseh motor al pnei arts v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. That Kadosh Baruch Hu puts water on the ground, and he sends water al pnei chutzos. May mashma, what do we hear from that expression? Amar Rav Arshila, asya cheker cheker mebriyaso shalolam. The word cheker, what exactly does that mean? Cheker is investigation. There's no way you can investigate all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gedolos. But it still is an interesting expression. So we learn cheker, cheker, mebriyaso shalom. Ksiv hacha, osek gedolos adan cheker, ksiv hasam, in Yeshayo, in the terms of description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world, halo yadatem lo shamato elke olam Hashem, borek tzais arts, lo yiyof velo yiga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never becomes weary, ain cheker, l'svuna say, there's no way, as much as the scientists are going to try to unravel the world's mysteries, they will never entirely unravel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mysteries. Hence, if one's going to solve and think that they're going to solve all of the mysteries of science and of creation, then that is a futile attempt. And that's the equation between the word cheker, ein cheker sunaso, uksiv, and the pasuk in Tehillim says, makin harim bekocho nezar bigvura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the mountains. The word mechin means to prepare. Prepares the mountains with strength. And what emerges is the following. We have three psukim. In regards to creation of the world, there the expression of gevura and cheker is used. And in regards to yiridas gesham, in regards to rain, so there we have the word cheker used. So we learn, if you will, a gzereshava, cheker, cheker, or more precisely, gzereshava would not be the most accurate word, although some use that term. And we see that in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheker in creating the world, we see the word gvura. So the word gvura could be extended to Geshamim as well. The Gemara continues three lines before the wide on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, a very important question we know in the Bitvila. And how do we know that the appropriate place to mention Gvuras Geshamim, Gvura is an appropriate word as we described before, but how do we know it has anything to do with Tvila? We're maskir it, we mention it in the second Bracha Shemon Esrei. How do we know it has anything to do with Tvila? Answers the Gemara Desanya, we learn in Ebraisa, La'avos Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk tells us, as we say in Parshas Vayom Shemoa, which appears in Sefer Devarim, that we're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ula Avdoi B'chol Levavichem, at the sermon with all our heart. What does it mean with all our heart? Izui Avodah Shibalev. What is serving Him with our heart? Havayomer Zu Tfila. That is Tfila. Uksiv, and what's the next pasuk after that? V'nasati Mitaratzchem Bita Yoru Malkosh. So if you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tfila, then He will give you Gishamim. So we see that to be Zoche to Gishamim, we need to have Avodah Shibalev that's connected to Gishamim. And that would presumably mean to mention the Gevuras Gishamim. There's a little bit of a leap of it here that we're saying that the serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu believe to be Zoche Gishamim requires a reference to Gishamim. This, if we were discussing Chasidus, would require more of an elaboration. The Gemara continues two lines into the wide and Beis Amud Aleph on Rabbi Yochanan Gimel Maftechos Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing Maimer Chazal. There are three keys that are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalonim Zru Biyad Shliach, that He never gave to any emissary. Ve'elohein Maftech Shel Gishamim. When the reins are turned on or off, that's only in the hands of HaShem. U'Maftech Shel Chay, and the key of birth. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how a birth is going to go. U'mafteach shel tchilas ha-meisim, as well as the key for making dead people come alive. Mafteach shel sham dechsiv yiftach Hashem l'chas artzecha atoiv. Es ha-shamayim lo seis metartzecha. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu open it up. So you see, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that opens up that treasure house. Mafteach shel chaya, the key to bringing a child into the world. Ultimately, fertility is biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up her womb. Whether the womb is going to open or not is biyad Hashem. The key for Tchias HaMeisim, which is going to happen, lost it. How do we know Tchisivi? Datem ki ani Hashem. You will know that I am Hashem when I open up your tombs, your burial places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open it up. They say, even the key for Parnasa. Maybe we could quip that here in Israel, earning a living is quite a challenge that anybody who does realizes that the only way it happens is a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In America, people don't notice that as much, even though it clearly is. That's why it was emphasized by Marav and Eretz Yisrael. Dichsiv Paseach Es Yodecha. Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo kochashev lo. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not count it? Particularly, Rabbi Yochanan was also in Eretz Yisrael. Amar lecha gishamim hainu parnas. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that parnasa is a special mafteach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has to open up, but he says that the rain is parnasar. B'lezer amir miyamtiv harishon shel chag. Rabbi Eliezer is of the position in our Mishnah that you begin saying Mashiv Ruach Merda Goshem on the first day of Sukkot in the Shemona Esrei, Boilu Rabbi Eliezer Meichi Gomer La. Where did Rabbi Eliezer learn out that we already begin on the first day of Sukkot? Answers the Gemara, Milulav Gomer La. He learns it out from Lulav. That's one possibility. In other words, the Gemara is going to present the Shaila with two different possibilities. Either he learns out from Lulav. In other words, that just like when it comes to Lulav, we begin on the first day. And Rashi explains that the relationship between Lulav and Gishamim is that the Gemara in Sukkah on Lamed Zayin tells us that the Lulav is there to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. So there's a relationship between the rain and the Lulav. So we begin the Lulav on the first day, so we begin Gvuras Gisham as well. Or do we learn out from the special libations of the water, where we don't have libations of water except for starting the first day of Sukkot through the rest of the Sukkot? Why do we begin Gvuras Gishamim? Because we have the special avodah of Mayim, which is Nisuch HaMayim. Nisuch HaMayim Gamerla? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Luv Gamerla. We learn from Luv. Ma Luv B'yoyim. Av Hasgara B'yoyim. Because just like you don't start the night before the first day, in other words, what we call the first night of Sukkot,
we don't take the lulav, so too we don't say Masha Barachim Arda Goshem that night. Or you say, no, we learn from Nisa Chamayim. Ma Nisa Chamayim Me'urta, just like Nisa Chamayim. You begin at night. The Gemara says, is whether you're going to do it at night during the day. If you do like we do, that during the day, you only begin saying Masha Baruch Amar Negashem, then we would learn out from Lulav, because Lulav also begins the day. However, if you're going to say it's at night, so then it makes sense that we're learning from Nisa Chamayim, where the libations could take place as not at night, as described
in Zvachim on Pei Dalet, Amir Aleph by Rashi. So we have an open question. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. To Amar Rabbi Avo, lo lamida Rabbi Eliezer, lo lamda, excuse me, Rabbi Eliezer, elami lulav. Rabbi Eliezer learned from lulav. That, of course, would be consistent with our custom that we begin Mashav Ruach only during the day. Igad Amar Rabbi Avo, Gemara Gmirila. Some say that Rabbi Avo learned it out as a tradition. In other words, that he had a tradition from his Rabbein that this was Rabbi Eliezer's position. Vigadarmin, some say Masnisa Shemiale, that he heard a express Mishnah quoted. Maihi, what would that Mishnah seem to be the source to indicate that Rabbi Eliezer actually learned it out from Lulav Desanya? We learned in a Brisa Meimas, I'm Iskirin Allah Geshomim, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Mishas Natilas Lulav, Rabbi Yeshua, I'm Mishas Hanachasas. Rabbi Eliezer explicitly in this Brisa makes reference to Lulav. So it's not that just Stam a tradition. He had an actual quoting, an actual teaching from Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer was quoting his source of Lulav. And it's not just simply Rabbi Avo had a tradition that Rabbi Eliezer had learned from Lulav, but he had the exact words of a Brisa. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Hol Varbas, Minim Halalu Einem Bon El Ratzos, Alamayim. The reason why he learned specifically from Lulav, as we mentioned before, we saw that mentioned, the sources mentioned in Rashi above, five lines from the top, that the Lulav and the other three Minim are there to, quote-unquote, appease request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water. U'kashem sh'arba minim halalu, yefshar ben b'lomayim, kach yefshar l'olam b'lomayim. And we say today, we're asking that we need water for these four minim, so too the entire world needs water. It seems that our starting point over here is the dalad minim. We want water for the dalad minim. And then we point out that once we need water for the dalad minim, wait a second, the entire world needs water as well. Al pi chasidus and Kabbalah, that point should be developed. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer. We learned that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says that it's on Shmini Atzeres in our mission that we begin Gvuras Gishamim, Valo Gishamim Bechag, Einu Alasim in Klala, as we saw quoted in Mishnah. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer, Afni Elma, Mark, Lishol, El Haskir. And Rabbi Eliezer's response was, no, I'm not saying we want to have it. You're right, it's a Klala because you won't sit in the Sukkah. However, Ukshem Shetrias HaMesim Masker Kol HaShana Kula Ve'ena Ela Bizman. Just like Trias HaMesim doesn't happen every day, but there's going to be a time in the future there'll be a Trias HaMesim. Kach Masim Gures Gesham Kol HaShana Ve'ena Ela Bizman. We mention the power, but it takes place at a particular time. L'fichach Bol HaSker Kol HaShana Kula Masker. And therefore what emerges, according to Rabbi Yoshua, excuse me, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is that you'll be able to mention Gvuras Gishamim the entire year. Because all you're doing is making reference to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists at a particular time. Trias HaMesim doesn't take place at every day, and Gvuras Gishamim doesn't take place every day. Rebbe Yoimer, Oimer Ni, Mishash Mavsik L'Sheila, Kach Mavsik L'Azgara. Rebbe's position is to twin the halachos of She'ela. Whenever we start asking, for example, Chutz La'aretz, you start for December 4th, based on different solar calculations. So too, Mashav Ruach Amar Gashem is only when practically there is a bakasha for rain, then we also mention the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's position is a little different. B'sheini b'chag hu maskir. Mashav Ruach Amar Gashem wait for the first day of Chol HaMoed, the second day of Yom Tov here in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva, Imer B'sheish B'chag Hu Maskir. Rabbi Akiva is of the position that it's mentioned during the sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Imer Ha'ayv L'fnei Ateva B'yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, consistent with Rabbi Yeshua's position that we wait for Shmini Atzeres, that the guy who goes up to the Yomud on Shmini Atzeres, Maskir, he mentions Mashu Baruch Marigashim, a Rishon ain't a Maskir, but Shachris does not mention. The Achron refers to Mosef, Rishon refers to Shachris, as we learned also in Rosh Hashanah. Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Harisha Maskir, Eachron ain't a Maskir. This we learned in our Mishnah, that when it comes to Mashu Baruch Marigashim, we mention it in Pesach during Shachris, but we stop mentioning during Mosef. The Gemara continues five lines before the Naron, Beis on the Beis. Shapir Kamale Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yezer responded well to Rabbi Yeshua. Amalacha Rabbi Yeshua. Bishlam Tchias HaMesim Mazkir Dekuli Yoma Zmanehu. You're right. Tchias HaMesim we do mention at all times, even though Tchias HaMesim doesn't take place at all times, because it could happen at any time. Dekuli Yoma Zmanehu. Tchias HaMesim could happen during any 24-hour period. So Gemara in Erevin says Mashiach won't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It would seem from here that Tchias HaMesim can take place on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the reason why Mashiach won't come on Yom Tov is we want people to prepare for Shabbos appropriately, as well as Gemara raises the possibility to stay in the Tchum. Both those reasons, it seems, would not apply to Tchias HaMesim. El Gishamim Kolemas Da'asu Zmanehu. But Gishamim, any time it comes down isn't necessarily the appropriate time. There's a bad time for rain to come down. Vatnat, as we learned in the Mishnah, this is going to be later on. Yatsa Nisan Yarduk Shem Simen Klalahim. We're going to see the idea that after Nisan, rain is a bad sign, not a good sign. Poskim today discussed it did rain here in Eretz Yisrael just a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago. After, of course, Pesach, and there is a discussion whether that still applies today. But clearly the Mishnah described that once upon a time, particularly agriculturally, it was a simin klala. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, Halo k'tzir chitim hayom. There is a particular time that we're supposed to be cutting the crop, and if it rains, it could ruin the crop. And that's why it would be inappropriate to mention Gishamim at any time of the year where it's not considered a bracha, and on Sukkah it's not a bracha also because of the Sukkah. The Gemara continues. Seven lines from the bottom of Bezim Bezim Rabbi Yudim Mesei Roimer B'sheini B'chag Hu Maskir. He mentions Mashu Baruch HaMer Gashem on the second day of Yom Tov. My time is Rabbi Yudim Mesei. His rationale is based on the following brisa of the Sanya. Rabbi Yudim Mesei Roimer Nemar B'sheini. This is a fascinating drasha of Chazal. That if you take a look at Parshas Pinchas, which many people are familiar with because of Ka'ele, and that is the parsha of the Karbanos of the Moedim. So there, the pasuk refers to libations. Now, if you take a look, the word for libations is spelled different ways in different psukim in Sukkos. On the second day of Sukkos, it's referred to as Viniskehem. V'nemer b'shishi unisacheha. And on the sixth day of Sukkos, take a look over there in Parshas Pinchas. There it says unisacheha. V'nemer b'shvi kemishpatam. And on the seventh day, it adds the word Kemishpatam. Chazal Darsha, fascinating drasha. Hare mem yud mem. Hare kam mayim. That's a reference to mayim mikan remez l'nisach hamayim min haTorah. And this is a remez to nisach hamayim min haTorah on the second, seventh, sixth, and seventh day. Hence, the second day has a special relationship to water. But the Gemara now points out, well, but there's also the sixth and seventh. The first place, answers the Gemara, where there is a remez, is on the second day of Sukkot, where we have a remez to the Nisuch Hamayim. So since that's the first place, that is why we mention it specifically on the second day. Rabbi Akiva, we mentioned, disagreed. Rabbi Akiva, Omer B'shishi B'chag U'maskir, Shnemer B'shishi U'nesacheha. We pointed out that there is also a unique expression of Sachel, which is an extra yud, B'shnei Nisuchim HaKosim Medaber, that when it says Nisacheha, he understands it, B'loshen Rabim, and it's libations. So that's talking about two libations. Echa Nisach HaMayim V'echa Nisach HaYayim. One's referring to the pouring of the water, the other the pouring of the wine. Now the Gemara asks a technical question. Maybe the two libations are both of wine. How do we know that's a reference to the libation of water? There are two Nisuch Hayayin in this day. The Gemara says, Savlak Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, he agrees with Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, Dama Rabbi Zimaya, that the Mem Yud Mem, that are extra, as we mentioned, four lines from the bottom, so that is a reference to water specifically. Says the Gemara, Yisavala Rabbi Yehuda Masera, then if he's agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda Masera that there's a reference to it, name a Kavaseis, then why don't you say like him that you start saying Mashiv Ruach on the second day? Why do you wait till the second reference, which is on the sixth day? Answers the Gemara, Kasav Rabbi Akiva, Kiksiv Nisuch Yiser Beshishi Hudichsiv. He believes that the extra Nisuch begins on the sixth day. And there's no reference to an extra Nisuch on the second day. The only reference starts from Unisacheha, and that's coming to teach us that there is a special Nisuch Hamayim. The fact that the Mem is superfluous on the second day as well is just to tell us that on the topic of an extra Nisuch, that extra Nisuch is done Mem Yud Mem, and that is the Nisuch of Mayim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our first daf in Maseches Tainis. I'm looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to join you again for Sunday's daf, Daf Dalid, in Maseches Tainis. Wishing you a good Shabbos, a Mazel Tov on the Siyum of Rosh Hashanah, and looking forward as we near our first completion of our first quarter of Shas together, pumping ourselves up with Masechtos that are a little bit easier before we hit the challenging terrain of Yevamos and Ksubis, but Be'ezer Hashem, we've gotten this far. We already went through hard Masechtos together, like Erevin and so on. Looking forward, Be'ezer Hashem, to continue to march to the beat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the Torah Shebal Peh that has been transferred midor l'dor and written down for us in the Talmud Bavli by Ravina Ravashi almost 2,000 years ago. This concludes Daf Beis in Maseches Tainis.